On a personal note, I just want to say thank you to all that sent me text messages, some messages of unbelief and disbelief that I'd actually finally got a collar on. It's been really affirming and encouraging, and I think it's very much testimony to God is a miracle, a God of miracles, that I'm here wearing this. That's a personal note. On a note from Triangle, greetings from Triangle. It's lovely to be here and share this morning with you. We're a few number. I'm just going to embarrass her. Frances is over there. She's now going to kill me. Hello, Frances. We've seen some amazing things happening at Triangle recently. We've seen some growth, which is in itself amazing. We've seen some very specific areas of growth within our community work within Living Water. Living Water, as you know, is our day-to-day presence. We don't have a magnificent building like this that people can come into daily. We have Living Water, and it serves its role very well. It is the day-to-day presence of the church. And I'm going to put a plea out on behalf of Living Water for anybody that's a good home baker. Actually, no, not even a good home baker. Anybody that can home bake, they are desperate, and I mean desperate, for good quality home cooking and in terms of sponges and cakes and things like that. So that was my wife saying to me as I walked out the door this morning, don't forget to ask for cakes. So that's done. Check. Prayer points for us at Triangle. We are now entering a phase of growth. We're very excited about what's going to happen. We support our Brownies and Rainbows packs in terms of, it's actually my wife and my daughter that run them, but it's very much a part of our evangelism and outreach program. What my wife does very cannily is makes all of the promises and things like that and the badge giving. She does that at a flag parade. So we get everybody from the families at our flag parade services, and it's very much an outreach service. And off the back of that, we've seen people inquiring about what church is and how they can be involved in church and what kind of things church do. So a prayer point there, please, that we would continue to build upon that. We are a very small group of people. Another prayer point at the moment is we've just lost two of our Sunday school workers. Part of our ministry, we believe, is very valuable where we are, is our children's work. Sometimes the children outnumber the congregation, which is wonderful until they go out to Sunday school. And then there's about five people left. But they are the church of today and of tomorrow, and we need to invest in them. So if anybody fancies taking a sabbatical from where they are at the moment and joining us, Nick knew I was going to do that, speak to me. You'd be more than welcome to come and see what we're about, and I mean that genuinely. But they're the key points that we need prayer for at the moment is how we grow our Sunday school. And also at the moment, a personal prayer for Danny. As some of you are aware, Danny is off on sick leave at the moment. Danny and Ari and the boys need our prayers at the moment, especially Danny as he comes to terms with a few things, I think, spiritually himself, and just learns to slow down, which I think is a lesson there for all of us. But, yeah, so I think that's about it that's going on at Triangle. Have I missed anything, Francis? No? No, she's looking at me like, you're in charge, you should know. Yeah. So, thank you.